Dad and I were engaged while we lived in Creighton, and we were married while we lived in Iowa City.
And how
six of my
eight. And how did you meet Dad?
When he was a student at the seminary.
You were still in high school?
We were we lived in St. Charles.
Mm-hmm.
And St. Charles had some, I don't know, Mission Festival or something, and a number of students came out. And then later on when we had school picnic, he and I don't know if it was his roommate or some other student came out again. That was the second time I met him. And then he called up and wanted to take me to a musical at the seminary. And then when school was out, he took a vicarage. He went up to Canada. He took a summer vicarage in Minnesota, and then the winter vicarage he had in Canada. And then he came back to seminary for 1 year, and then he went to Wichita, another text, or second year vicarage.
Somebody said that he was writing to one of your other sisters when he was in Canada, is that true?
When he first, yeah, when he left, he was, wrote to Aunt Elle. Very much. She wrote back to him, too.
But then when he came back to St. Louis, then he started seeing you again.
Well, no, he started to write to me before he came back. Canada. How he started writing to me, I don't know. I guess they all probably didn't answer his letters.
So then when he was back in St. Louis that second time, the year in between the vicarages, then you saw him some more then.
And then when he came back
from
this to finish his last year, we were living in Crete.
Mm-hmm.
So and then when
the
he was...
There to see
when he was going to graduate, he wanted me to come to his graduation, and then he had acute appendicitis and had to be operated. And he just got out of the hospital a couple of hours before the graduation exercise. So, of course, I didn't go. We lived in Creighton, and that was the year that, you know, sad year when so many students didn't graduate because of all the trouble.